Do you approve of the society in which you live?
你赞不赞同你现在所居住的社会？
Perhaps you see areas of injustice around you.
也许你在你的四周看到不公平。
Do you ever want to complain to God about it?
你有没有想过要跟神抱怨呢？
If we're honest, I think some heads would be nodding yes.
如果你诚实的讲的话，可能有些人会点头。
Habakkuk was an Old Testament prophet who saw terrible things wrong with his country.
哈巴谷是旧约的一位先知，他看到他的国家有很多很败坏的事情。
His country was a part of Israel called Judah.
他的国家是以色列的一个部分，叫做犹大国。
Because this is the nation of God's people, Habakkuk expected God to judge the evil.And to force a return to righteousness.
因为他们以色列人是神的选民，所以哈巴谷预期望神能够审判这个罪恶，然后促使大家能够回归到正义。
He had asked God, pleaded with God before, and now, as he writes in the book, he wanted to know why God didn't even seem to be there.
他之前曾经向神恳求过，可是在他写这本书的时候，他想要知道为什么神根本没有采取任何行动，似乎神已经消失了。
Please turn in your Bibles to the book of Habakkuk. It's one of those little books that are part of the what's called the minor prophets.
请把书和圣经打开到哈巴谷书，这是一本
小先知书。Actually, if you just find Matthew and go left a little bit, it won't be long till you get to Habakkuk.
你如果找到马太福音的话，你再往前面翻一点，就是哈巴谷书。
The minor prophets are minor because they're small, not because they're unimportant.
小先知书之所以叫小先知书，并不是因为他们并不重要。
Before we can plunge into what Habakkuk has to say in these three chapters, we need a little historical background of the Old Testament.
在我们开始看哈巴谷书之前，让我们看一下当时的背景。
This is a barely readable historical outline of the Old Testament that I put together once upon a time.
你可能看不太清楚，这是我以前所写下来的一个。旧约当时的一个记事。
And if you are interested in a copy of this, I have some that are hard copy and readable. I just want to show a couple of things before we pass on to something else.
你如果要这个影本的话，我有一些。
After the reign of King Solomon, Israel was split into two kingdoms: the southern kingdom called Judah, the northern kingdom called Israel.
在所罗门王以后，以色列就分裂为南国、北国。南国是犹大，北国是以色列。
Over here, all the kings are called bad kings.
以色列的这些国王全部都是坏王。
Over here, most of the kings are called bad kings.
左边这边大部分的王都是坏王。
We alternate a little bit between good kings and bad kings.
中间偶尔有一两个好王。
Here's where our friend Habakkuk comes in. We think.Because it doesn't tell us exactly in the book what his timeline is.
哈巴谷的时间大约是在这个红线这里。
This is so difficult to read. Let's blow up the center part of it. Here is Habakkuk again, our friend. He is, we think, our best, most scholars agree, really, that his time is somewhere in the reign of the king Jehoiakim.
历史学家认为哈巴谷的时间 大约是在那个约西亚王的时候。
We need to think a little bit about King Josiah, because Josiah was one of those relatively rare good kings.
约西亚是好王之一。
He threw out idolatry. He did all the things that God wanted him to do.
他把偶像毁灭，他做了神所要他做的事。
He was followed by three sons and a grandson, all of whom went back to idolatry, doing all the things God didn't want them to do.
在他之后，有他的三个儿子以及一个孙子做王，他们就回归到崇拜偶像。
So we really think Habakkuk comes here in this period during Jehoiakim's reign, when he is going to be complaining about very bad circumstances.Because he's been used to the good circumstances of the previous King Josiah.
哈巴谷写这本书的时候，大约是在约雅敬王的时候，因为他在约西亚王的时候曾经经历到很好的王朝治理，所以他现在在约雅敬王的时候，他开始想要抱怨。
That's the setting for the book of Habakkuk.
这是哈巴谷书的背景。
At this time, the Assyrians are the big bully on the block.
在那个时候，叙利亚人是当时的强权。
The Assyrians are the reigning world powers in this part of the world.
他们是当时统治的王朝。
At the time that we're talking about, they have surrounded this little country of Judah.
在那时候，他们包围了犹大的这个小国。
And if anybody has anything to fear from anyone, it would seem to be from the Assyrians.
如果有任何你会怕任何的强权的话，就是当时的亚述人，对不起。
Well, we're going to see in a moment that God is going to use a group of people called the Chaldeans.
可是我们待会儿就看到神会用这一群加勒底人。
We could also call them the Babylonians.
他们也叫做巴比伦人。
And during this time, they're kind of obscure over here in the outlying regions of the Assyrian Empire, not amounting to very much.
在那时候，他们是只有占据在这个帝国的东边的一角，并没有很重要的地位。
Habakkuk wants God to judge the evil in his country and cause the people to return to godly living.
哈巴谷希望神能够审判当时的罪恶，并且引导人民能够回到神的生活。
And he questions why God seems to refuse to act.
所以他就向神质问说，为什么他没有采取任何行动？
So we come to Habakkuk's first complaint in the first four verses of the book.
哈巴谷的第一个抱怨就在这本书的前面四节。
The burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see, O Lord, how long shall I cry, and wilt thou not hear? Even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save?Why dost thou show me iniquity, and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are they that raise up strife and contention. Therefore, the law is slacked, and judgment doth never go forth. For the wicked do compass about the righteous, wherefore wrong judgment proceeds.
哈巴谷书第一章第二节他说，耶和华啊，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？我因强暴哀求你，你还不拯救。你为何使我看见罪孽？你为何看着奸恶而不理呢？毁灭和强暴在我面前，又起了争端和相斗的事。因此律法放松，公理也不显明。恶人围困义人，所以公理显然颠倒。
He asks God, how long do I have to cry out to you?
他问神说，我还要向你哭求多久呢？
I plead with you to stop this evil and you don't seem to hear me.
我之前向你请求来停止这些邪恶的事，而你并好像没有听到。
He seems to be saying, God, why don't you do something about it?
他好像说，神啊，你为什么不做一些事来阻挡这些事呢？
Habakkuk's not the only person who ever complained to God about the circumstances.
哈巴谷并不是唯一曾经向神抱怨的人。
Job questioned God in that very long and difficult book to read and understand.
约伯曾经在约伯书里面向神抱怨过。
At one point, Job says to God, "Why are not times of judgment kept by the Almighty?"
约伯跟神说，全能者既定其惩罚，为何不看见那日子呢？
He seems to want to buy God an atomic clock so that God will stay on time.
他好像要给神一个原子表，让神能够实行他的计划。
He also later says, I cry to you for help and you do not answer me. I stand and you only look at me.
他在后来跟神说，我呼求你，你不应允我，我站起来，你就定睛看我。
You're not alone if you feel like crying out to God for relief from the injustice that you see on a daily basis.
如果你想要跟神呼求，请他除去你每天所看到的不公平的话，你并不是唯一的。
Well, what is Habakkuk's concern?
哈巴谷的所关心的是什么呢？
In verse 3, he says he sees violence, iniquity, destruction, strife, contention. In verse 4, he says the wicked dominate the righteous.
在第三节他这样说，他看见罪孽、奸恶、毁灭、强暴、争端和相斗。在第四节他说，公理不显明，恶人围困义人。
Do you see any of those qualities in the society around us?
你在我们现在的社会有没有看到这些恶事呢？
Violence?
暴力。
Certainly.
当然有暴力。
Wickedness is all around us.
在我们四周都是邪恶的事。
Murder, fraud, theft.
谋杀，欺骗，偷窃。
And often with minimal or seemingly no apparent consequences.
而很多时候这些恶行似乎都并没有招致到恶果。
Perhaps the greatest single act of wickedness is the intentional destruction of more than a million unborn children every year by abortion.
也许在这些邪恶的事里面，最大的一件就是每一年借着堕胎，我们有毁灭掉超过100万以上的还没有出生的婴儿。
Do you see wickedness in those who lead our country? Some of those who lead our country.
你有没有看到有一些我们国家的领导者的邪恶
呢？ Let's not forget the wickedness of rejecting God.
我们也不要忘记那些拒绝神的人。
Failure to respect Him.
他们不尊敬、不敬拜神。
Failure to honor Him.
不尊敬他。
Failure to obey Him.
顺服神。
Even to the point of using His name in the foulest ways.
他们甚至亵渎神的名字。
Do you sometimes want to call out to God to stop all this wickedness?
你会不会有的时候想要跟神呼求，求他来停止这些所有邪恶的事？
Do you think that God should and perhaps will judge and punish our society?
你认不认为神应该来审判，来惩罚我们这个社会？
Perhaps you and I are also in a position somewhat like that of Habakkuk.
也许我们现在的处境就跟哈巴谷当时差不多。
Well, God answers.
神会回答的。
He says, no, I'm not going to permit the evil to continue. The Chaldeans are coming.
神说我不会让这个邪恶继续下去。加勒底人会要来到。
In verse 5, he says, Behold ye among the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days which ye will not believe, though it be told you. For lo, I raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs.They are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity shall proceed of themselves.
在第一章第五节这样说，耶和华说，你们要向列国中观看，大大惊奇，因为在你们的时候，我行一件事，虽有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。我必兴起加勒底人，就是那残忍暴躁之民，通行遍地，占据那不属于自己的住处，他威武可畏。判断和势力都任意发出。
God says to him in his answer, Be patient. Within your lifespan, within your days, I'm bringing something that you would not believe if anybody but God had told you.
神对他说，你要有耐心，在你活着的时候，我会做一些如果是别人告诉你的话，你绝对不会相信的事。
You will never guess the means that I am going to use for judging and correcting Judah's unrighteousness.
你绝对猜不到我会用什么样的方法来审判，来改正这个犹大国的邪恶。
God says, I'm raising up the Chaldeans or the Babylonians, and I'm sending them.
神说我要兴起加勒底人，也就是巴比伦人。
But the Assyrians, not the Chaldeans, are a world power that completely surrounds Judah.
可是在那个时候是亚述人来包围了犹大国。
At that time, the Chaldeans are just a group out on the eastern fringe of the Assyrian empire, and they're still under the control of the Assyrians, really.
在那时候，巴比伦人还仍然是在亚述人的控制之下。
But we have the addition, we have the advantage of looking back in history. Habakkuk had to look forward.
可是我们现在知道当时，哈巴谷那个时代，后来所发生的事情。
We know with great speed the Babylonians or Chaldeans overcame the world, first Assyria, and then they overcame the rest of the country, and after the reign of Zedekiah, the Chaldeans were the ones in charge. Not many years after Habakkuk writes.
我们知道巴比伦人很迅速的就把亚述人打败，然后占据了当时大部分的地方。
Well, God has something to say about these Chaldeans. He talks about their qualities.
神在这里有讲到这些加勒底人的性质。
He says they are bitter.
他说他们很残酷。
They are hasty.
他们很暴躁。
They want power now.
他们现在就要权力。
They're terrible.
他们很恐怖。
They literally bring terror to the minds of those around them.
他使当时所有的人都很恐怖。
They're dreadful. They are to be feared or dreaded.
他们很可怕。
They're violent.
他们很暴力。
They're arrogant and prideful.
他们很傲慢，骄傲。
God says their dignity proceeds from themselves.They are self-sufficient.
神说他们判断和势力都任意发出。
They laugh at the kings who oppose them.
他们讥笑君王。
And they say that their strength is their God.
他们说他们自己的势力是神。
The Chaldeans have a major case of pride.
这些加勒底人他们非常的骄傲。
Before we leave this topic, look at the list again.And notice, some of the things on the list of the Chaldeans' properties are the same things that Habakkuk wanted God to get rid of in Judah.
那我们看看这一张表上的这些特质，其实这些特质很多都是当时哈巴谷希望神能够从犹大国除去的一些特质。
That's quite ironic, isn't it?
这是不是很讽刺?
This is a powerful and terrifying enemy that the Lord is raising up to punish Judah.
神所要兴起的这个国家是很强大而且很可怕的一个敌人。
Now, Habakkuk is even more puzzled about God's plan.
哈巴谷现在更困惑了，他不知道神的计划到底是什么。
He expected God's judgment, but not like this.
他希望神的审判，可是不是像这样的审判。
And he complains again to God.
所以他又再度跟神抱怨。
His second complaint begins in verse 12.
他的第二个抱怨是从第十二节开始。
Art thou not from everlasting, O Lord my God, my Holy One?
耶和华我的神，我的圣者啊，你不是从亘古而有吗？
Do you detect a softness in his voice that was not there in the first complaint?
你有没有看到他这个在第一个抱怨里面没有这么轻微的声音？
He says, "We shall not die, O Lord. Thou hast ordained them for judgment, and O mighty God, Thou hast established them for correction."
他说我们必不致死。耶和华你派定他为要刑罚人，磐石啊，你设立他为要惩治人。
Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Wherefore lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and hold thy tongue when the wicked devoureth the man that is more righteous than he?
你眼目清洁，不看邪僻，不看奸恶，行诡诈的，你为何看着不理呢？恶人吞灭比自己公义的，你为何默默不语呢？
Habakkuk begins this complaint by, or prefaces this complaint by acknowledging God's eternal and infinite nature. He calls him Lord or Jehovah.
哈巴谷开始他来确认神的永恒以及无限，他称他为耶和华。
He refers to God as my Holy One.
他称他为我的圣者。
He knows that he and his fellow Israelites are God's chosen ones.
他知道他和其他的以色列人是神的选民。
Let me ask you, when you're in a time of trouble, do you throw up your hands in despair? Or do you cling to the one who has saved you?
当你在困境的时候, 你是屈服而陷入绝望呢，还是你会抓住拯救你的神？
Habakkuk recognizes that even in time of deep trouble, God's purpose is not to destroy Judah, but to restore them to righteousness.
哈巴谷知道神的目的并不是要毁灭他们，而是要拯救犹大人。
He accepts that God has established the Chaldeans for reproof or correction of Judah.
他接受这个神所说的，就是兴起了加勒底人，是要来惩罚犹大人。
But now Habakkuk talks about his even bigger question for God.
可是现在哈巴谷有一个更大的疑问要问神。
He says, "Why will you punish us by using those that are even worse than we are?"
但是为什么你要用那些比我们还要坏的人来惩罚我们呢？
He cannot understand why God would choose to do it this way.
他没有办法了解神为什么要这样做。
But he knows God will answer.
可是他知道神会回答他的问题。
And he watches and waits for the answer.
所以他等候守望神的回答。
In chapter 2, Verse 1. He says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved.
我要站在守望所，立在望楼上观看，看耶和华对我说什么话，我可用什么话向他诉冤。
He knows God has an answer for him. He is waiting for the answer, and he knows the answer has correction for him.
他知道神会回应他的问题。
When you cry out to God, no matter what it is, do you expect him to answer?
当你向神呼求的时候，你有没有希望说神会回应你的呼求？
Do you wait for his answer?
你会不会等待他的答案？
I don't think Habakkuk literally went to a tower on the wall of Jerusalem, but symbolically, he said he went to the watchtower to wait for God's answer.
我想哈巴谷并没有实际上走到耶路撒冷的一个高台上等待，而是说他在象征的意义上说他在等待神的回答。
When you and I cry out to God with a plea and a prayer, do we anxiously await and have our ears in tune and our eyes in tune waiting for the answer?
当我们向神呼求的时候，我们有没有张开我们的眼睛，打开我们的耳朵来等候神的回答呢？
I have a terrible feeling that sometimes when we pray and then just file it.
我很怕说很多时候我们就是 向神呼求，呼求完了就把它摆在一边。
God will answer.
神会回应你的呼求。
And he did answer Habakkuk.
他也回应了哈巴谷的呼求。
Verse 2, chapter 2, verse 2. Let me begin and read 3 verses here. And the Lord answered me and said, Write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak, and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith.
第二章第二节到第四节。 他对我说：“将这末世明明地写在板上，使读的人容易读。 因为这末世有一定的日期，快要应验，并不虚谎。虽然延迟，还要等候，因为必然临到，不再延迟。加勒底人自高自大，心不正直，为义人因信得生。
He said, God says to Habakkuk, write this answer on tablets of clay.
神对哈巴谷说，把这个。
Write it big so everybody can read it.
明明的写在本上，只读的人容易读。
So they can run and take the message to everyone.
他们可以跑，边跑边读，然后把这个信息带给所有的人。
You and I have news for this sinful world around us.
你跟我，我们对这一个邪恶的世界，我们有我们的信息。
What news?
什么信息呢？
Sin has consequences.
罪恶会有恶果。
Forgiveness is needed.
我们需要被饶恕。
Jesus is the only way.
耶稣是唯一的道路。
We should do everything we can to run with that message so that everyone will see it.
我们应该尽我们的全力，让所有的人都能够听到这一个信息。
And they will take it to others.
他们然后能够把这个信息带去给别的人。
Have you ever thought about what you would do if you had 5, maybe 10 minutes to explain to somebody what the gospel is all about?
你有没有想过，如果你有5到10分钟的时间，能够向别人分享福音
？Are you ready？
你有没有准备好呢
？Have you thought about what you would say？
你有没有想到你要怎么说呢
？I know the Holy Spirit will give us words, but it's not a bad idea to have some preparation in mind about what you would do with those precious 5 or 10 minutes.
我知道神会赐给我们话语，可是我们也可以准备好，能够好好利用这宝贵的5到10分钟的时间。
Start with a verse that's popular, like John 3:16.
可以用一节很大家很熟的经节，像约翰3:16.
Think about how in 5 to 10 minutes you could explain to someone what God is talking about in that verse.
想想看，你怎么样利用5到10分钟的时间，好好的解释神在那一节经文里面所要表达的。
If you're ready, God will give you the opportunity.
如果你准备好了的话，神会给你机会的。
Habakkuk was going to write the message in big letters. Habakkuk was going to write the message in big letters.
哈巴谷要把这一个信息写得很大大的字上面。
The vision is yet to happen, but it won't be long.
这个看见会要发现将要发生不会太久之后就会发生。
It is sure to come.
它一定会发生。
When God promises something, count on it.
当神允许你什么事当神对你应许的时候，你相信他。
And here he establishes a contrast between the Chaldeans who will come in judgment.And the Israelites who should be different.
在这里有一个对比，就是加勒底人要来，以及以色列人，他们将要受到惩罚。
Your enemy will be puffed up with pride, but you are not to accept that lifestyle.
你的敌人会非常的骄傲，可是呢，你并不要屈服在他们下。
God gives his answer in the most important phrase of the entire book.In verse 4.
神给了他的答案，这是在第四节有非常重要的一句。
Says the Chaldeans live off of pride.
他说这个加勒底人是非常的骄傲。
But the just shall live by his faith.
可是义人因信得生。
God says righteousness comes through faith.
神说义人是借着信而来。
This is the core of God's message to Habakkuk and to Judah and to you and me.
这是神对哈巴谷、对以色列人以及对你跟我最重要的一个信息。
This statement is so important, God repeats it 3 times in the New Testament, almost word for word. And a couple of other verses that are very close.
这个信息非常的重要，神在新约里面重复了3次。 在其他时间也有类似的经文。
Speaking of the gospel, through Paul, he writes, for in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
保罗在罗马书里面写道，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
In Galatians 3:11, no one is justified by the law on the side of God. That's evident, for the just shall live by faith.
在加拉太书三章十一节，没有一个人靠着律法在神面前称义，这是明显的，因为经上说，义人必因信得生。
And Hebrews 10:38, now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
在希伯来书十章三十八节这样说，只是义人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
An extremely important concept.
一个非常重要的一个概念。
If I had another hour, I would concentrate on what I believe is a different emphasis of each of these three verses.
如果我还有一个钟头的话，我会讲到另外一个重点，就是这个。
The words are the same, but I think God has a slightly different emphasis in each one.
这个字是一样的，可是神在每一个地方有稍微有不同的解释。
And Lord willing, that may be the basis of a future sermon.
这也许是我将来讲到的题目。
But not today.
不是今天。
God wants Habakkuk to have faith and not doubt God's plans.
神要哈巴谷对他有信心，不要来怀疑他的计划。
He should not be trying to tell God how to run the life of Judah.
他不应该，哈巴谷不应该想要告诉神怎么样来发展犹大国家。
He goes on and gives Habakkuk some consolation about the people who are going to come and be Judah's correctors.
神接下来告诉哈巴谷他怎么样用加勒底人来审判犹大。
He says, Don't worry, the Chaldeans will get their punishment in due time.
神说不要担心，加勒底人会得到他们的审判。
And he pronounces woes or condemnations on the Chaldeans.
接着他来述说加勒底人的一些恶行。
He says they are condemned because they take what does not belong to them.
他们会受审判，因为他们增添不属于自己的财物。
Because they ignore justice and then use unfair methods to gain money and property.
因为他们为本家积蓄不义之财。
Because they use violence to achieve the things that they want.
因为他们用暴力来掠取他们所需的。
They practice drunkenness and impurity.
他们醉酒不洁净。
And they worship idols.
他们拜偶像。
How can a child of God,
我们这些神的子民,
one who knows Jesus as Savior,
我们接受耶稣作为我们的救主,
one whose sins are forgiven,
我们的罪被赦免,
one whose future is in heaven,
我们的未来是在天上,
ever envy those who seem to be prospering in the world when they face the judgment of God for their lack of trust in Him.
我们怎么能够去羡慕那些在这个世上看起来是很成功的，可是将来他们还要面对神的审判，因为他们不信靠神了。
We should never have any envy for those who seem to be prospering in the world but have no trust in God.
我们绝对不应该去羡慕这些似乎在这个世上成功，可是并不信靠神的这些人。
Where is God when all this is going on?
那么
In verse 20 it says, The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him.
在这些时候神在哪里呢？在第二章二十节这样说，耶和华在他的圣殿中，全地的人都当在他面前敬肃。
Not the physical temple in Jerusalem, but God in heaven, God is in heaven carrying out his sovereign godly plan.
神并不是在耶路撒冷的圣殿，他是在天上的圣殿来施行他的至高的计划。
sang a lovely song earlier, Our God Reigns.
我们之前唱过这首歌，神掌权。
Think of God in heaven, reigning over the universe.
你思想到神在天上来掌管全地。
Habakkuk has questioned God twice, and God has answered twice.
哈巴谷向神抱怨，提了两个问题，神都回答了他两次。
Habakkuk closes with his prayer in chapter 3.
在第三章结尾的时候，哈巴谷用一个祷告来结束。
He says, God, I have heard your answer, and it causes me to fear and respect you.
说神啊，我听到你的回答，让我敬畏你。
But as terrible as your judgment is going to be, I accept it.
虽然你的审判是这样的可怕，可是我接受它。
But he pleads with God in the midst of your anger and your judgment, remember mercy.
可是他向神请求说，在你发怒的时候，以连续为念。
He spends much of chapter 3 recounting God's wonderful deliverance from enemies, from Egypt and from Canaan, and we don't have time to go into that.
他在第三节讲述到神之前怎么样带领这些人离开埃及，进入迦南地。
At the very end, he says, even though the fields will give no food, I will rejoice in God.
在结尾的时候他说，虽然田地不出粮食，我要因耶和华欢心。
I will be joyful in the God of my salvation.
因救我的神喜乐。
Does Habakkuk teach us something about how we can respond when we're offended by the world around us? Or I might say offended by our own personal behavior.
我们有没有从哈巴谷学到一些事情，就是当我们被这个周围的世界，或者是甚至被我们自己的一些行为所伤害到的时候。
What about my life?
那我们的生活是怎么样的？
I think he teaches us to expect God to answer prayers and to wait for the answer.
我想他教导我们，就是我们要期待神来回应我们的祷告，要等待他的回答。
To recognize that there are consequences to sin, both personally and nationally.
我们要知道，不管是国家或者是我们个人，我们的恶行如果都会受到审判。
Remember that those who commit evil will be punished and should not be envied.
要记得那些犯了罪的人都会受到惩罚，我们不应该羡慕他们。
To think on God's goodness.
我们思想神的恩典。
He spent a lot of time in chapter 3 remembering God's goodness.
他在第三章里面讲述了很多神的恩典。
And to remember the core message of God's answer, the just shall live not by pride, but by faith.
我们要记得神最中心的最重要的这一点，就是我们义人要因信而得生。
When you do that, you can be able to join Habakkuk in his conclusion in the very last verse.
如果你照着他这样做的话，你就能够跟哈巴谷一样得到同样的结论。
God is my strength.
神，主耶稣是我的力量。
He allows me to tread on high places.
他使我稳行在高处。
He allows us to realize the truth of the words that we sang earlier.
他让我们能够了解我们先前所唱的。
You alone are my strength and shield.
唯有你是我的力量和避难所。
You are my heart's desire.And I long to worship you.
你是我心所求，我渴望来敬拜你。
There are many other things you can gain from this little book. Try reading it and finding some more things that apply to your life.
试着去读这一本哈巴谷书，你会学到很多东西。